Well, good afternoon. It was about a year ago, almost to the day, after watching the news reports of the Jessica Lunsford case in Florida, that I called my friend Speaker Glenn Richardson. I said, "Mr. Speaker, I think it's time we looked at our laws in Georgia that protect our children from those who would commit sexual crimes against them." The Speaker encouraged me to move forward, asked me would I handle the bill, and Mr. Speaker, thank you for that opportunity and your encouragement and support. And so what started about a year ago took several months of working with many individuals and many groups to bring us to this point today. There are many, many people to thank. First and foremost, I want to thank my fellow legislators who worked very hard on a bipartisan basis, as you see behind us today, to bring this bill to fruition. In particular, I want to thank Chairman David Ralston in the House, who we went through numerous hearings, a lot of work behind the scenes to help perfect the bill. Also, Senator Bill Hamrick, Chairman Preston Smith in the Senate, and those who worked very hard over there as well to get the bill ultimately to conference committee and then to final passage. I also want to thank some staff who did an outstanding job, our General Counsel Sam Choate, Sally Fox, Reagan Marsh, and others who worked tirelessly over several weeks and months to bring this bill to where it is. To our district attorneys, thank you for your input. It was invaluable to help us craft legislation that was intended to do two things: identify those people who commit crimes against our children and keep them away from our children for as long a period of time as we could. I also want to recognize Mike Boyd is here today. Mike, thank you. Mike lost his wife Kimberly last year in Cobb County, who was abducted and ultimately killed by a registered sex offender who was not in jail at the time. And in a few minutes after the governor signs this bill, Mike, that won't ever happen again. Thanks for coming down here, for meeting with us and the Senate members, and for your support and help through this legislation. Today marks a day in Georgia where the citizens of Georgia will say, we will not tolerate these type of crimes against our children. We place the value of our children's lives above all else. We spend a lot of time down here working on children's issues, whether it's education, health care, higher education, but none more sacred than protecting them and keeping them healthy through their young years. It has been a real honor for me to just be a part of this team and this process, but ultimately it was the leader of our state that was the driving force. I came down early on and met with Governor Perdue, told him what we were working on. As always, he was encouraging. He was in agreement with our goals, which was to provide tough laws and sanctions on those that would commit these type of crimes. And as a man who has done so much for children, not only in his political life, but prior to his political life, he understands the importance of this legislation. And I cannot think of anyone more fitting to sign this legislation into law than Governor Sonny Perdue. Governor?
Thank you. I'm not sure driving force is the right adjective. I encouraged and exhorted these representatives of the people to do what they felt like in their heart needed to be done, and I applaud Jerry Keene's leadership, Speaker Glenn Richardson, President Pro Tem Eric Johnson. These folks are here with us today. We do a lot of bill signings, but I think it is significant that the leadership of the House and Senate, the representatives, and are here. And if the chairman of the committee are here in a bipartisan way to say this is what Georgians expect. They've heard me say, you've heard me say oftentimes, is that people don't want us involved in every aspect of their lives. But this is the kind of thing they expect us to be involved in. When you boil it all down, public safety, protecting our citizens, particularly the most vulnerable, is what government is all about. We have an awesome responsibility of education, the environment, transportation, many, many things. But ultimately, when you have to pick the highest priority, it's safety of our citizens. That's what this bill does. And it does the protection of children and others from some of the most heinous individuals that we can imagine, doing unimaginable things. That is unacceptable, it's intolerable, and by this legislation today that our legislature has passed overwhelmingly, it is saying that will not be tolerated in Georgia. This legislation goes as far as any in the country in putting these people away and letting us know where they are and what they're doing so that they cannot have free license to prey upon unsuspecting individuals. It is a combination of effort. The policymakers of this state came together and presented this legislation, worked very hard to perfect it through many, many hearings, listening to citizens with tragic stories like Mike Boyd and other families, working with our prosecutors who are in the courtroom day by day, knowing what's going on out there, and other law enforcement officials, perfecting this legislation so that it can be implemented and enforced and be effective. This is not a photo op legislation. This is for our children and our citizens so that moms and dads, husbands and others, wives, can feel safe in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their schools, and in the state of Georgia. That's what this legislation is about, and that's why I'm honored today to have the opportunity as governor of the state to affix my signature to this piece of legislation that says, if it never happens again in Georgia, that won't be too soon.